I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, Frank Ocean's fans have been waiting for new music, and they were rewarded handsomely last weekend.
The wait for a new Frank Ocean album is officially over. The four-year gap between summer 2012's release of Channel Orange produced some anxiety amongst Ocean's fans, many of whom are accustomed to the Information Age's much shorter album cycles. But the singer-born Christopher Edwin Breaux has been putting that time to good use. The new album, titled Blonde, comes with a 44-minute visual album accompaniment called Endless, not to mention a limited edition 300-plus page magazine made available at pop-up shops to mark the occasion, copies of which have now resold on eBay for up to $1,000. So now that the album's out, the question is, was the wait worth it? A few listens in, I'd say so. Ocean's writing winds fluidly at turns between funny and sad, comforting and disconcerting, blending the carefully edited seamlessly with the casually throwaway. He spins teenage internet lexicon into dreamy, impressionistic R&B, but Blonde often returns to a sort of default mode where Ocean sings free-spirited gospel over chipper organ chords. Meanwhile, the list of co-writers and contributors is really something. Beyonce, Brian Eno, Kendrick Lamar, Vampire Weekend's Rostam Bamanglish, Pharrell, Andre 3000, Rick Rubin, and even the late David Bowie all fall into line, contributing to a cohesive sound that never escapes beyond Ocean's control. But perhaps even more impressive than any of that is how close Frank holds his listeners without crushing the delicate ambiguity he's cultivated around his own personal life. He's like Bob Dylan in that sense, a voice for a generation, unable to be known.
How I do, let go of a prayer for you, just a sweet word. The table is prepared for you. Wishing you Godspeed, glory. There will be mountains you won't move. Still, I'll always be there for you. How I do, I let go of my claim on you. It's a free world. You look down on where you came from. Sometimes, but you'll have this place to call on. Always.
This love will be
That's Frank Ocean with Godspeed off his new album, Blonde. Next, we have a new song from pop-punk band Joyce Manor.
What do you think about Kanye West? We've all probably encountered this question at some point, whether explicitly from another person or indirectly just by the celebrity music producer's felt presence within American culture. And just in case you haven't yet, here you go. California pop punks Joyce Manor wrote a song about the former situation. In their characteristically short, squalling fake ID, guy meets girl and things go great, until she says Kanye's genius trumps that of John Steinbeck and Phil Hartman. For Joyce Manor's hormonal protagonist, that is what they call a deal breaker. Maybe it would be for you too. It wasn't for me at first, but that was because I mistakenly heard John Steinbeck as John Stockton. Listen along and then talk amongst yourselves.
Joyce Manor with Fake ID off their forthcoming album Cody, out October 7th on Epitaph Records. They'll play 89th Street Collective in Oklahoma City on October 29th. Finally, we have a new MIA song produced by Diplo.
When it comes to rump-shaking pop with pointed politics and a laissez-faire attitude toward blending cultural traditions, Maya Rupergasm's pretty much got the market covered. The 41-year-old artist, better known as MIA, has now been chucking the lyrical equivalent to Molotov cocktails on major label releases for over a decade now. No small accomplishment. So why stop now? The Diplo-produced Birdsong mixes in not at all veiled criticisms of drone warfare, not a new topic for MIA, with references to Prince, non-governmental organizations, and even the journalist Soledad O'Brien. Sometimes the beats do sound better when you leave the politics in.
I'm a para. I'm up in this joint. Not a liar, but sure in a vulture. Don't swallow that, cause I'm not the culture. I'm not a liar, but I'm not a liar, but they rich like an ostrich.
Love and albatross hanging by the neck. Drink is sparrow, love is food you can peck. Good in turkey, swift like a whale. Can't pigeonhole a mepit like a zoo's tail.
Free out my love. Swing on a creeper, stalling dictate.
a swan, gutting with the flow. Free up my love, my love.
That's MIA with Birdsong, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Juliana Keeping's profile of artists working in a program with the Homeless Alliance in downtown Oklahoma City. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.